Blog Talk Radio.
One, turn it up! Yeah! Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah! Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know it's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah! You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash for Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give it the praise.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice
and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning and God bless you. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, May the 8th, 2022. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook. I am the founder of Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. But every Sunday morning, I am joined by some phenomenal servant leaders in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Tina Brown, Minister Gladys McGee, our beloved Apostle and Speaker of the Hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Evangelist, hallelujah, Michelle Scott, and of course, I just want to praise God for all of you. Now, at this time, we want to say Happy Mother's Day, but here at Spirit Alive, every day is Mother's Day. But for all of you that are celebrating mothers today, we just want to praise God with you for your mom. And we just pray, mothers, that you have the very best, blessed Mother's Day. We are now going to go to opening prayer with Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Oh, Father God, with a bowed head and a humble heart, I just come humbly before your throne of grace, thanking you for another day that I've never seen before. Father God, I thank you for another Sunday. I thank you for another Mother's Day, Father God. I thank you for all the mothers all around the world, Father God. And we just thank you. Thanks is never enough to you, Father God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you or bless you enough for all that you have done and all that you have given us all the days of our life, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just lift you up and praise you on today. We thank you for the utterance of our voices on today, the beating of our hearts, Father God. We thank you for the blood that runs freshly through our veins. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the sun that has set on today. We thank you for each and every blessing that you have given to us. We thank you for watching and keeping watch over us and having your angels watch us to sleep all night long, Father God. We thank you for our family and friends. You are so blessed, Lord God. We thank you for holding back the rains and levies of disgrace in the world, Father God, keeping us safe. We just thank you and love you and just honor you, Father God. You are the God of second chances, Father God. And we just thank you for another chance to praise and magnify and worship you on today. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said: "For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over. And this is what she wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you pray for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge.
You know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
Hallelujah, and happy Mother's Day from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the mother of this assembly and my beloved mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to bring us a reading from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to my mom, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop, and bless Mother's Day to every mother around the world, no matter how far or how near. The meditational reading for today is entitled, See Your Situation Through God's Eyes. We will be looking at Psalm 1, verse 3, which reads, He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Now, when darkness covered the face of the earth, God said, Let there be light. And there was light, Genesis 1 and 3. When a certain man paralyzed for 38 years lay helpless at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus said, Rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was healed. Took up his bed and walked. You can read about that in John 5, verses 8 and 9. You don't say such words unless you see something others don't. God does not see the way man sees. Man, however, must see the way God sees. We must see the vision of the Almighty. The prophet Balaam saw the vision of the Almighty when the Spirit of God fell on him. As he looked down from a mountain at the camp of the Israelites, he found himself saying, How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloe plants by the Lord. Like cedar beside the waters. And you can read about that in Numbers 24, verses 5 and 6. Balaam would not have said this unless he saw Israel not in the natural, but as God saw it. At that time, the Israelites were a discontented lot, always murmuring and complaining in the wilderness. But when God looked at them, he saw them like flourishing gardens planted by the rivers and prosperous. Beloved, God wants you to see yourself the way he sees you, like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So see yourself like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in your season. See yourself as one who will not wither, whose health will not fail. See whatever you do prospering. See the vision of the Almighty. That vision is always a good vision. Whenever you see your situation through God's eyes, you will find that your situation will change, because when you see as he sees, you allow him to work as the Almighty in your life. May the Lord add blessing and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. And the thought for the day, see your negative situation through God's eyes, and those situations will change. Amen, and glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a very, very special time for us here because it's a time when we forget about ourselves. And we go to the Lord and we petition him and we send up our supplications and our intercessions, but with a difference. You see, when we pray, we expect God to move. We believe that he will move, and we trust that he knows absolutely best. Therefore, we will obey according to his word. Now, at this time, I'm going to ask my dear brother and our bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, to come and lead the people of God in our prayers this morning as the Holy Ghost uses him and sees fit. So Bishop Carver, would you please lead us, God's people, in prayer for this day?
Yes, Pastor Cook. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We love you, we praise you, we magnify you, God. Father, there is no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. We praise you, we lift you up, God. We thank you for your presence in our life, God. We thank you for your word that you've given us so that we can be confident in all things that we do for you, God. Father, I thank you for you molding our hearts so that we can trust you, so that we can serve you, so that we can please you, so that we can obey you, God. Father, I thank you for you touching all of those who do not feel well today, God. Father, I thank you for you encouraging all of those who feel discouraged today, God. Father, I thank you for you restoring all of those who have been abused and have had things
wrong.
Father, I thank you for you showing people hope when they are in hopeless situations today, God. Father, I thank you
for laborers
to go out and minister to the people right in their homes, right in their neighborhoods, right in their jobs. Father, I thank you for you allowing your people to know that they are yours and to allow those who have been talked out of their privilege to be restored in their place of confidence, knowing they can come boldly before your throne and receive grace and mercy to help in time of need, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing our love walk to be perfected, God, so that fear can be removed from all of us so that we can do our job and be fruitful in that job, God. Allow us to be fruitful in your kingdom, God. Allow us to grow and prosper in all that we do, God. Father, I thank you for
Lord.
All that we've processed with already, God. I thank you for all that you have planned for us, God. Father, I thank you that your plan for us is a good plan, God. And Father, I thank you for you allowing us to share our testimonies of how we've been restored with others so that they know that they can be turned from being an enemy of yours to being a friend of yours. Father, I thank you for your Christ that you sent to make all of these things available. And Father, I thank you for our physical wholeness and health that came through the beatings that your son Jesus Christ took on our behalf. Father, I thank you for how you allowed us to receive a fullness of power through the Holy Spirit after you raised your son from the dead, after being dead in a stone tomb for 3 days and three nights and seated him at your right hand and gave him all power in heaven and earth and under the earth so that you could then send the power of the Holy Spirit to us to dwell within us, God. Allow us to produce signs, miracles, and wonders in the world as we believe so that others can know that you are real and your power is real and your plan is real and that you will dwell.
Yes, it is.
Mother's Day, and bless all of the mothers and all of those who've been entrusted with life, who have faithfully served you, and those who are coming to serve you. In the name of your son,
Lord.
Jesus.
The boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper.
pick up.
I remember Mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say, "The people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down." I remember Mama,
yes,
in a happy way. We went to school with holes in our shoes. We didn't have much, but the Lord saw us through.
Yes.
He said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times.
shouted Jesus two times, but when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't sit back down and ran in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door, but she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a last time. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. That is dedicated to all of you who have beautiful mothers who have gone on to be with the Lord. We know that there is no expiration date on grief. So if this morning you are thinking about your mother, it is our prayer that you too can think about your mother in a very, very special way. It is now time for this morning's message. And saints of God, I couldn't think of a better way for us to celebrate mothers than to have one to come who is as a mother to me. She is a teacher. She's my mentor. She's my co-laborer, and she's my friend. And she is one who has been a mother to over 21 children. So this morning, I want you to open up your hearts, your minds, and turn your spirit over to the Holy Ghost and get ready to receive a word from none other than our very, very highly esteemed Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene, for that beautiful introduction. I just thank God for this blessed day, and it is a happy day for me. Praise God. And of course, many others. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Today is Mother's Day, as we celebrate Mother's Day every year and look forward to it. And someone mentioned that this is a time that many will come into the house of the Lord, or come on the broadcast, or on Zoom, especially this day. So it's important that we are present for those that come. Praise God, because we know that when we came, hallelujah, to Jesus, it made a difference in our lives. So we want to be ready for all of those that decide to come on Mother's Day to be in the service, to be in the on the broadcast, or wherever they go, hallelujah, to hear a word of God. Praise God. So we thank God for those ones, hallelujah, that do reach out. Praise God, because it makes a difference when one comes, hallelujah, because then they can make a change in their lives and become the one that God has called them to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers all over the world, to those that are listening in today, to Apostle Shirlene Cook, the CEO of this broadcast and ministry, and also to Mother Shirley Mitchell, the mother of Spirit Alive Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. To everyone, every leader. Hallelujah. Every person.
God bless you, Mother Father.
Listening in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm happy today because God blessed me with children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I go any further. Father God, I pray this morning that you will use me to encourage, hallelujah, someone, hallelujah, to impart something that may be a blessing to someone. And I pray for those, Lord, that are mourning this morning, this day, because they have, their mothers have gone on to be with the Lord. So we remember them as well. Hallelujah. And we lift them up to you. Praise God. That they, hallelujah, will be blessed as well. Hallelujah. That they will be comforted, that they will be loved, that someone will shower them with their love today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are still desiring to have children and feel like they cannot have children, we pray for them as well. Hallelujah, that you will bless them in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray that I ask that the Holy Spirit, praise God, will lead and guide me in what to really say in this message today to the women and the word of God, the scriptures that will be shared in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am happy today. God gave me four beautiful children to love, to cherish, and to care for, and to bring them up in the fear of the Lord. Praise God, which I have done and still doing because it never ends. Praise God. We pray for them. When they're not around us, we pray for them. Hallelujah. When they may go astray or whatever, we keep them in our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I thank the Lord for giving me children. I pray for those women that feel like they are barren because we don't have to be barren. Praise God. The Lord will bless us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness to that. I asked for children, and the Lord gave me four.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have two young men, and I have two young women. Praise God. I thank the Lord for each of them. You know, in rearing children, we must know that they all are different. Mine came from different backgrounds. But even in a family where they didn't come from different backgrounds, we still have our challenges. And I know through family and through friends of mine that rearing my children was no different from them rearing theirs. Praise God. Hallelujah. It isn't always easy, but God didn't promise us that it would be. Some days are going to be easier than others, while some days can be much more trying and challenging. But we don't give up along the way. We just keep looking to God and asking for his help and continuing in prayer and seeking his guidance. Hallelujah. Because they are not all the same, so we have to learn how to work with them individually. Amen. Hallelujah. Some are more independent. Some are less dependent, or less than independent, more dependent. Praise God. So we have to teach each one to depend on God. Hallelujah. So that they know that it's not just us. Hallelujah. But God, when they have entered, accepted the Lord, and he has entered into their lives, praise God, that they need to also look to them, and we need to teach them that at a very early age, even how to pray. Praise God. At the age of 9, I think I was 9 years old, one of my sisters, my youngest sister, was ran over by my dad's truck, and it was a huge truck.
And I happened to see it when it happened, and others were around as well, that younger children that didn't quite understand what had happened. I knew what happened, and I knew how to pray, and I asked the Lord in my own way to not let my sister die. So when she was rushed to the hospital, I just continued in prayer because I had learned how to pray. And one of the ways I learned how to pray is by watching the older ones pray in the church. And I picked it up and I learned it at an early age. So I was waiting with anticipation to find out about my sister when my parents got home. And she was in the hospital. They kept her, but she was alive. God had answered my prayer. So it's so important to teach our children godly principles, how to entreat others, praise God, how to pray. And we also teach them moral standards, what to do, what not to do. And let them know that get mixed up with the wrongdoings, but we teach them the right way to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we don't get to the point where we want to throw the baby out of the bathwater. Hallelujah. We just keep on loving them, keep on working with the babies until the babies become mature, whenever that might be. Praise yeah. God. So yeah. that was my spiel on only some of it on motherhood. What it takes. We must be patient mothers, not so quick to get angry, but to try to be a peaceful mother, no matter what's going on, no matter how much chaos is going on. Sometimes they get to fighting one another, even though you're teaching them how to love one another. Hallelujah. Sometimes it looks like they're trying to kill one another. Hallelujah. So those are the times that we step in and we be that parent that God has called us to be. Hallelujah. So we want to love them like God loves us. We want to show them that agape love, that genuine, real love. And it is hard sometimes, but we still need to do that, praise God, because before we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, we didn't know how to love. But once we do, hallelujah, and we begin to feel his love and know his love and know how much he loves us, hallelujah, by giving his only begotten son so that we could have life eternally, then we really know what genuine love is. And so we want to pass that genuine love on. We want to love them unconditionally, and not only our own, but others as well. We want to love other people's children. We want to love people, period. Hallelujah, because of the love that's been shed upon us. Hallelujah, the love that we have been taught, the love that we know. Hallelujah. And I'm going to talk about everybody doesn't know that love, so I'm going to share a little bit about that a little bit later. But those of us that really do know how much God loves us, hallelujah, and what all he has done for us and continues to do for us, praise God, we need to also love others, love on others, even those that that we don't think we can stand, even those that don't love us, and we know they don't. We still need to love them. We need to love our enemies, hallelujah, those that have misused us, abused us, and that is difficult, but we have to continue with our faith, continue, hallelujah, with God, hallelujah, so that we can learn how to love those that we have a hard time loving. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must be praying women. And I'm not just saying women. We all in the body of Christ need to be praying, diligently praying, praying without ceasing. Hallelujah. Praying in every situation. Praise God. Whatever our needs are, we need to go to God with them. Hallelujah. And we know that God uses people in our behalf. hallelujah, because he's not right here present with us in the flesh, hallelujah. However, his spirit is with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we should be eager to pray. Hallelujah. There are going to be some struggles. We are going to go through some things in life. Being a mother, hallelujah, the struggle may be real. But remember, God is real. Hallelujah. God is real. Thank you, Jesus. And we can always go to him because he's always here. He promised us that. He promised, hallelujah, that. Praise God. He says, thank you, Jesus, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me, hallelujah, will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's John 8, the 8th chapter, verse 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he lets us know that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Hallelujah. Speaking of us, believers, that's Matthew 5 and verse 14. And then he tells us in verse 16, let your light so shine before men, before all people, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. And also, again, remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. So that we could live with him eternally. Hallelujah. He also told us to honor our mother and father. He promised that our days would be long if we did. So we want to make sure that we honor our parents. Hallelujah. And for some, that might be hard to do because, you know, there are many that have had parents that were, even the parents were abusive toward them. Hallelujah. So it's hard. And so those of us that know that and know these situations, we need to be sensitive also when they're saying, well, it's hard for me to honor. It's hard for me because of some of the things that I faced in life, some of the things that I went through, and some that may be still. So we need to be sensitive in those areas and help them through it and pray with them and let them know that they have a heavenly Father, hallelujah, that's looking down on them, hallelujah, that cares about them, hallelujah, that wants the best for them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we must be all that God has called us to be for the sake of others. And again, not just for our own, hallelujah, but others as well, hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
So we want to be that light for them, hallelujah. Jesus is the light of the world, hallelujah. But if we're following him, you know, we also can be a light to the world as well. People look at us and they see us praising God and being happy and, hallelujah, being willing to serve and willing to love, hallelujah, even the unlovable, then they will want also the same that we have. So we must be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you, James 4 and verse 7. Hallelujah. To abstain from all appearances of evil. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22. Hallelujah. And it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit. Hallelujah. This is in Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Paul always was praying for the churches. And this is the church of Thessalonica. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, and your soul and body be preserved, your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 24. Hallelujah. The Lord has called us his children. Hallelujah. He has called us to a work. Hallelujah. He has called us to a mission. Hallelujah. He has called us to be mothers and fathers to be fathers. Hallelujah. But we need his example to be that for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just need to be focused, hallelujah, on him and what he has called us for. Thank you, Jesus. God has a purpose for us as believers. He has a purpose for everyone's life. Even before we became believers, God called us, hallelujah, while we were yet in our mother's womb. Hallelujah. Before we were even formed, hallelujah, he saw fit to have reason for us to be here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to say, too, that we have been, all of us have been ungodly. Hallelujah. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and, hallelujah, and to reserve the unjust unto the days of judgment to be punished. That's 2 Peter 2:9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But, however, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews 4:14. So whatever he has called us to do, hallelujah, in this world to make a difference, let us hold fast to that. Hold fast to that profession, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Whatever talents we have, hallelujah, whatever gifts he has given us, hallelujah, that we might walk upright before him in these, hallelujah, that others will be blessed, that our own lives will be blessed, hallelujah, that our families will be blessed, our children, hallelujah, that we will see the promises of God. It says also in verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's Hebrews 4:14. Hallelujah. Remember that our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But without sin. Hallelujah. So that lets us know that the more we grow in him, hallelujah, the more we take on of his righteousness, hallelujah, that we allow ourselves to accept his word for what it is and to live by it and to be obedient in our walk with him, hallelujah, then, you know, we're gonna bring up great children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not to say, hallelujah, that sometimes it's not going to look like it. Hallelujah. But as we continue in God, continue in his way, allowing them to know that we're not giving up for any reason. Hallelujah. But that we're going to continue on. Hallelujah. Until the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because this is what he expects of us. Praise God. God expects us to live a righteous life, to walk upright before, hallelujah, all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also we must remember that we are his children, and we must come to God just like little children. Hallelujah. And I was reflecting on one of our members that have recently gone to be with the Lord, and just reflecting on how she was so good with little children. She was in our church. She was the children's coordinator, outreach coordinator, for a long time. Hallelujah! And recently in another church, and she's been really focused on loving children, just loving children. And I thank God for that, because I have that love for children. Even though I came from a large family, I always paid attention to little children. And I, you know, I was thinking about how in the Bible, Jesus Jesus had to deal with his disciples in that way when they were trying to send the children away. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Jesus was saying, allow the little children to come unto me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we as mothers, we as leaders, hallelujah, we as just people of God need to pay attention to the children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The children are are now with us. Hallelujah. Not so much about later, but we need to train them up in the way they should go now. Hallelujah. We should pay attention to them now. Hallelujah. I've been at churches in the past where the children were to be on program, and the children were the last ones to come forth, and they were sleepy, and they were had gone to sleep and had to be awakened just to be on the stage to perform. Hallelujah. And that's not fair to the children. We must always be mindful of the little children. Hallelujah. Because that's how we also need to come to God, because if we don't, the Bible says we won't enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're not above
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to remember that. Hallelujah. That he's our guide. He's our leader. He's our everything. He's our Savior. Hallelujah. He's our hope. Hallelujah. In a dying world. Hallelujah. We can depend on God. We can go to God. Hallelujah. In any situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Yesterday, I was blessed to be in prayer with a couple of mothers. Hallelujah. One, because her daughter was missing. Hallelujah. But we came together in prayer in agreement. Hallelujah. That she would be found. Hallelujah. That she would be surfaced. That she would be protected. That no harm or danger would affect her in any way. Hallelujah. And we thank God that we can rejoice over that today. God answered our prayer. Hallelujah. Another situation. Hallelujah. Relationship situation between mother and daughter. Hallelujah. Prayer went forth. Hallelujah. When we pray, hallelujah, things change. Things become better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can go. We must know that we can go to God at anything, for any reason. Hallelujah. When our children are in trouble. Hallelujah. When we don't know where they are. And I've experienced that. When we don't know where they are, we can cry out to God. Hallelujah. And they will come
yes.
forth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he already had his hand of protection upon us. Upon them, because we trusted God.
Mm-hmm.
When we couldn't see them, when we couldn't find them, we trusted that God, hallelujah, had them in his safety net. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we can give God honor, the praise, hallelujah, and the glory is thine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for our children today.
Yes.
We thank
yes.
you for how you
yes,
watch
Lord.
Over them. And we thank you for how you have entrusted us with them. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Now, if there's any mothers out there today, hallelujah, that are struggling still, hallelujah, in the world and really don't know how to care for their children, God is waiting for you.
Yes, he
arms.
Is.
He says,
yes.
I am the dude. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's beckoning you today, hallelujah, to walk into that door. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To come to him, to accept
yes.
him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. While you're yet doing the things that you thought you could do or should do.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord God.
But he's beckoning you to turn from those things and to come to him and to learn
yes.
of him. Hallelujah. And to grow in him. Hallelujah. And to have a relationship with him.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And it will make a difference not only in your life, but in your children's life. Because when they see the difference in you, hallelujah, hallelujah, you will become more easier for them to love you back, because then you will be loving them, hallelujah, in the way that God would want you to.
Mm-hmm. That's
hallelujah.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today.
Yes,
we don't take it for granted that you gave us children. Hallelujah. You didn't allow us to stay barren, but you gave us children. Hallelujah. And they came in the way that you wanted them to come. Hallelujah. To us as parents. Hallelujah. And you gave us the ones that you wanted us to have. Hallelujah. Because
yeah.
you make no mistakes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's up to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To have you in our lives. To allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. To teach us. Hallelujah. Your way.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
we can impart that.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Others.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we thank you for that, God. We couldn't do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't
that's
do
right.
it by ourselves. Hallelujah. We cannot without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And do it in the way that you would want us to. So we praise you. So we lift you up. Hallelujah. We esteem you highly today for who you are, for
yes.
who you've been. Who you continue to be in our own
yes.
lives. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. We thank you for making
thank
us,
you,
allowing
Jesus.
Us to be a family. Hallelujah. Like you intended it to be.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the beginning,
thank you, Lord.
In the beginning, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we adore you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As someone said earlier, we can't praise you
yes.
enough.
That's
hallelujah,
right.
for what you have done. Hallelujah,
yes,
we thank
Lord
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, we thank you for your hand of protection
yes.
on us as well as our children. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you that you've got them, Lord. Hallelujah. Even when they think they've got it all, hallelujah.
Yes,
they,
Jesus.
It's all in their hands. It's not. It's in your hands. They're
yes.
in your hands. And we thank you for
yes,
keeping them
you,
in
Jesus.
Your care, hallelujah, wherever they may be, when we don't know where they are, can see them, hallelujah, when they are around us, hallelujah,
yes.
you are the one that's keeping
uh-huh.
them in your
uh-huh.
care, hallelujah,
yes.
because you do it better, hallelujah,
yes.
we thank you. We thank you
yes.
and we praise you today, hallelujah,
yes.
and I pray and I hope, hallelujah, that someone was encouraged, hallelujah, even the mother that has lost a child, hallelujah,
yes.
it's not over for you, hallelujah, God is your hope, hallelujah, he is blessing you, hallelujah, he will continue to watch over you and bless you, hallelujah, just trust him, hallelujah, to care for you. He said, cast all of your cares upon me,
yes,
for
Jesus.
I care for you.
For you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
this
you.
Time, I'm going to turn, hallelujah, things back over to Apostle Sherman Cook. Hallelujah for others. Hallelujah to be able to share and whatever she wills to do. Hallelujah. We
amen.
Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For you,
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Apostle. Amen. What a beautiful word. A beautiful word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Since it is, we would like to once again just thank all of the servant leaders that were here, all of you that were here. And because it is Mother's Day, and we are sure that you are, all of you are just ready to get out there and show your mother some love, I'm going to ask Mother Mitchell to come forth, because Apostle Zeta, she did it all. Hallelujah. And you know what? But you know what? She's been doing it all for a long time. So Apostle Zeta, I would just like to thank you for coming forth and standing as a woman of God and just doing what God had allowed you to do and just letting him use you. I want to thank all of you that are listening. And right now I'm going to ask my mom, my mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and bring us the benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Once again, you have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and we would just like to wish all the mothers, the aunties, the mentors, the spiritual leaders, every woman of God who is standing in a position of serving and nurturing and building others, we just want to wish you a beautiful and blessed rest of your day. We pray that you continue to walk with us here at the Spirit, at Spirit Alive. And again, we want you to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. As Apostle Zeta has said, all that you do, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Now, saints of God, you are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everyone. Family of God, you were phenomenal. Thank you for all that you did, all that you prayed. Hallelujah. I love you. God bless you. Have
Amen.
A wonderful day.
Love you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.